The aftermath of an attack like the one at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester last night has become almost familiar. The grieving for the victims, the search for the suspect, the piecing together of a motive, and the slow recovery of the community. But last night's attack was a little different. Most of those hurt and killed were children and teenagers. They're out to have a good time at a concert of a famous pop star. So how do you talk to kids about this? Joining us now is Nazish Yarkhan, a writer and communications strategist based in Chicago. Nazish, how much do you strike a balance between telling kids the reality of an attack like this and scaring them?
You know, I think in this day and age, because everything is online or it's on TV, you're doing children a disservice if you're not really laying the facts out as they are, because they're going to hear about it from somewhere and someone, if not you. So the idea that we're going to try and cover up or soften the blow is just not going to happen, because they're going to get the information from somewhere or the other. And I'd like my children to be aware of what's happening and to have an answer ready and to be proactive in their approach rather than be caught unawares. Even when I had children who were in primary and elementary school, we had conversations that were very, very difficult, but were very necessary.
Do you assume they're looking at the online videos of the panicked concert goers? And do you assume they're watching them, or do you sort of try to actually show it to them and talk them through it?
I wouldn't show them. You know, the imagination is wild enough as it is, and kids don't need to see that. It's unnecessary. It frightens them even more than they need to be frightened. And you're going to tell them, you know, you don't need to watch that. What's the purpose behind it? You know, a lot of children died. But it's heart-wrenching. It's heart-wrenching to think of those parents who are, it's just heart-wrenching.
I want to play what President Trump had to say about the attack.
So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters, because they would like that term. They would think that's a great name. I will call them from now on losers, because that's what they are. They're losers.
I'm wondering if Trump using a word like loser actually helps kids understand this a little better.
I actually might think so, you know, although we always say that Trump's vocabulary is rather limited. But in this case, just because the audience is younger kids, I think that would actually work. And I would never find myself saying that I agree with Trump on most anything that he says.
Your own son was 11 at the time of the Boston Marathon bombings. He's now 15. What advice can you give for talking with kids at different ages when this occurs?
I think when they're little, the idea is to reassure them that tomorrow is not going to be the same around your school, but you need to be careful for sure, you know. And as they're older, they don't talk about these things as much as when they were younger. And I think my job as a parent is to be able to broach that topic more than once. And yes, he says, of course, I know everything, because now he's 15, he knows everything. But I think as a parent, it's our job to reassure them that we live in safe times for the majority of our existence, you know, especially in the United States. But that's not to say that we don't hurt for those who are caught in situations like this. And you have to be vigilant, but you can't become paranoid. You can't be watching over your shoulder every single time.
What would you recommend to a parent who has like a 5 or 6 year old? What's the right way to talk to a young child about this?
That really, really is hard when they're that little. But again, like I said, because they're hearing so much and they're watching it on TV. So our whole idea that mama's here for you and we're going to take care of you and we're going to love you no matter what and we're going to watch out for you. And a lot of the apps we have on our phones now, you know, we know where our kids are. And I think that gives us such a sense of security. And to think that 10 years ago, we didn't even have that. So just to be able to tell your child that mama knows where you are and we can come and get you if we ever need to. I think that's really, really important for smaller children, especially.
What about parents in this case? You know, some of the most heartbreaking scenes after this attack in Manchester were the parents waiting to be reunited with their kids. What can parents do to manage their own fears about sending their kids to big events like concerts?
My piece of advice is you still have to do what you have to do. You can't stop living, because then when you're given to fear, that's when the other side has won. You be vigilant, but you don't stop living.
That's Nazish Yarkhan, a writer and communications strategist in Chicago. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Carol.
And that's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We're back tomorrow.